It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Item number 5 today, aid for Israel. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's going to put together 4 bills, present them to fund aid to Israel, Taiwan, Ukraine, and a 4th bill that rolls several foreign policy objectives into one package instead of having the whole thing lumped together. The $95 billion package that was passed by the Senate previously that's been stalled in the U.S. House of Representatives because the majority Republicans don't want to send another $60 billion to Ukraine in what is apparently a losing cause that risks drawing us into World War III with Russia. Johnson held a conference with House Republicans on Monday evening to lay out the 4 bills. Johnson's facing renewed pressure from the White House to end this months-long stalemate over that $95 billion package. On Sunday, President Biden spoke with Johnson, House Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and House Democrat Leader Hakeem Jeffries, just to try to get them off the schneid and get things moving again. The White House reiterating on Monday that President Biden will not accept a standalone funding bill for aid to Israel. Wanting to tie it to Ukraine, for some reason, Biden is all in on continuing the carnage in Ukraine, hoping that House Republicans will be so eager to send money to Israel that Ukraine will get the $60 billion he wants to send them as well. Topic number 4, stop the world. Monday, Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco shut down for hours by demonstrators protesting the war in Gaza. This is part of a larger movement across the world. A group called A15 Action, April 15th, the date Monday, calling for coordinating a multi-city blockade in solidarity with Palestine. Who funded it? Those are pretty big signs. Those aren't cheap. And why did police allow the roadway, the Golden Gate Bridge, to be shut down for hours? Statistically speaking, you would assume that somebody stuck in traffic there had someplace very important to get to, perhaps a medical appointment, perhaps crucial deliveries of medicines that were, needed to be referred, whatever. And yet they were allowed to do so, as were roads in Philadelphia, the main highway leading into Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Some people having to park their cars and run on foot to get to the airport to make their flights. Why police allow this is beyond me. Well, no, it's not really, not when you consider principalities and powers. Somehow I have a suspicion that if I were to step onto I-44 at Springfield with a big Israeli flag, I wouldn't be there very long before police pulled me in. Topic number 3, NSA on the web, or should I say the NSA owns the web. House whistleblower, NSA whistleblower, that is, Edward Snowden, warning that the United States National Security Agency, the NSA, is just days away, or could be anyway, from essentially taking over the internet. He pointed to an April 16th post on X, a thread posted by Elizabeth Goitein, co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, warning that a new bill in Congress could see the U.S. government surveillance apparatus expand its powers to heretofore unseen levels. We are living in a virtual panopticon. That was the modern type of prison developed in the late 18th century by philosopher Jeremy Bentham, where guards in a central tower could look into all of the cells, and the prisoners never knew when they were being witnessed. They only knew that they could be watched or surveilled at any time, and so they tended to self-correct their behavior. That's kind of what we're living in right now with the internet. Currently, the NSA can force internet service providers like Google, Microsoft, Verizon to turn over user data without letting the users know that their data has been turned over to the NSA. However, Goitein claims that through an innocuous change to the definition of electronic communications surveillance provider in the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Section 702, the U.S. government could go way beyond this and force nearly every company that provides any internet-related service to help the NSA spy on you. This would mean businesses that provide free Wi-Fi, like your dentist's office, like the airport, like barbershop, a laundromat, a restaurant, fitness center, any place where you got public Wi-Fi, the NSA could come in and say, we want to know who was on the internet and get us all of the user information, the specific identifiers for the devices, where they, what websites they visited, and so on. This basically By the way, these providers would be prohibited from sharing what was given over to the NSA because of gag order penalties that are defined in the bill. The bottom line here is this: whether FISA Section 702 passes as written or not, and it did pass the House of Representatives by one vote last week, by the way, House Speaker Mike Johnson casting the deciding vote, we are living in a post-privacy world, a virtual panopticon. Just govern your activities online accordingly. Topic number two, how to be a man. This question derives from a story that's been floating around the web since the weekend. Mark Driscoll, pastor of a church in Phoenix, who is no stranger to controversy, kind of stepped in it again over the weekend. Back in 2014, Driscoll resigned as a church that he founded in Seattle, Mars Hill Church. He'd been accused of abusing his spiritual authority. That was a big deal at the time. Driscoll was also a founding council member of the Gospel Coalition and the co-founder of the church planting network called Acts 29. Well, over the weekend, he was a featured speaker at the Stronger Men's Conference held at Great Southern Bank Arena in Springfield, Missouri. This is sponsored by James River Church, a megachurch in Springfield. Before Driscoll spoke, an entertainer hired to perform for the crowd had done a circus-like act. He's billed as the world's greatest sword swallower, and he used, as you can see there, the pole as part of his routine. He did some acrobatic things on the pole with the sword down his esophagus. Driscoll, when he got up, pointed out that this was like a stripper pole, and he called it an Asherah pole. And to be truthful, this young man at one point in his life was a male stripper in Las Vegas. So Driscoll deviated from his planned message, got down on one knee, took off his cap, and said he rebuked the Jezebel spirit that was present at the conference, that it opened the conference. Even before the word of God was spoken, the Jezebel spirit is present here. He was interrupted by James River Church's lead pastor, John Lindell, who said that Driscoll was out of line and asked him to leave. Lindell, now I watched the video, appeared to be upset that Driscoll didn't speak to him privately before addressing the arena. He cited Matthew 18, and this is the direction given by Jesus. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. And then goes on, if the person won't listen, then bring two or three others so that your testimony can be confirmed. If he won't listen to you, then tell the church, and so on. Driscoll, according to Lindell, skipped right to the end and told the church before speaking to him privately. But Lindell's kind of misapplying this because the sin was not against Driscoll directly, so not quite sure that this applies. On the other hand, not quite sure that the young man's act really qualified as an Asherah pole type setting. I watched the video of his performance. It was acrobatic. It was circus-like, which then begs the question, what does that have to do with teaching men how to be men according to the gospel? To pick up our cross and follow Christ daily, to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Not sure how. At last year's Stronger Men's Conference, they brought in a battle tank. Literally a battle tank into the arena with jets of flame in the air and loud rock music, and the tank rolled over and crushed a bunch of cars. Pretty spectacular, high testosterone level, but again, circus-like, not really scriptural. Now, I recognize that we at Skywatch TV are often criticized for perhaps some of the showmanship that goes into the trailers for the books and DVDs that we produce. I get that, but we try always to bring the focus back to Christ and Him crucified, Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. Not quite sure that that was what was in view over the weekend in Springfield, Missouri. Coming up, trans archaeology. Yes, the UK government funding somebody who claims they're researching trans archaeology. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. the trigger event that will make 666, the mark of the beast, mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, what is trans archaeology? Steve Watson at modernity.news reports, a conservative member of parliament in the UK is calling for a review of government higher education funding after it came out that taxpayer money is being spent on, frivolous university courses, including one PhD researcher who's chosen to explore transphobic invocations of archaeology. Transphobic invocations of archaeology. The Telegraph in the UK reporting that a student at the University of York being given more than £18,000 per year, that's about $22,500 in US dollars, by the Arts and Humanities Research Council to do detailed research and present papers, including one titled Bones Don't Care About Your Feelings, Challenging Transphobic Invocations of Archaeology in Social Media. Bones Don't Care About Your Feelings. The student in question also gave a presentation that noted and ask this question, quote, what if I told you that when an archaeologist finds human remains, it is a fact that there are only two choices for gender identification? Really? I mean, bless the student's pointy little head, but the implication here is that we're all supposed to react with horror. Really? No! There are at least 57 genders! UK government paying for this kind of research, and it's no wonder that conservative MPs are wanting to find out why taxpayer money is being spent on such things. As Steve, the research also funded by a non-departmental government body that distributes funds for research, which claims that, quote, research projects we support are made via a rigorous peer review process, end quote. And as Steve Watson writes, maybe make the process a little more rigorous then. SkyWatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, still on. Still get 90 days access to 24 presentations, plus, as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length SkyWatch Films documentaries. You can find out more and sign up today. Instant access for 90 days. Basically, you set the conference schedule at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. This week on SkyWatch TV, we are talking about artificial intelligence and the control it has over our lives. We may not be aware of it, but everything from logistics to, well, military targeting solutions are being delegated to AIs. What happens when the AI determines that the real problem with planet Earth are all these humans? Summoning the Demon is the new book the last book by Tom Horn, co-authored with Allie Anderson and Joe Artis Horn. Our programs are always available at skywatchtv.com. It's being broadcast across the country on various Christian networks. You can check the broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. Watch it right now at Roku or Apple TV. If you've got the Skywatch TV channel for your set-top box, you can catch it at Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, get our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire. We've got also an app coming for Fire TV very soon. Keep your eyes out for that. Links to these app stores always at skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.